just got a thought on my mind and share it with you. Daniel chapter number 3. I know that it's a familiar passage and we preach from it many times and tried to share it, but it'll never all get preached anyway. But we're going to give it another stab tonight. Something that just stood out to me recently, and I pray God would help us with that. And I pray it'll be an encouragement and a help to you tonight. If you're looking verse number 13, please, let's stand. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you already done for us tonight. Praise your name, God, for what you have spoken to our hearts, stirred us spiritually, helped us emotionally, blessed us abundantly. We praise and give you glory. Ask now for a few moments, help us to preach the word of God as you would have us to do so. Speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I kind of like to preach a message on "but if not," but I'm not going to do that tonight. We'll save that one. I ain't got that and finished, but if not, but we'll get that in sooner or later. But I want you to look in verse number 15. Here's what really caught my eye. And keep your Bibles open, because I got three things I want to show you out of the Word of God here. In verse 15, he talks about being ready to, when you hear the music, to worship his gods. But he said, "But if you worship not," now remember, this is a king, Nebuchadnezzar, "ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? Who is that God who shall deliver you out of my hands? Now that's what I want to preach tonight for just a few moments. Who is that God? Who is that God? Hallelujah. I'm glad that God has shown up tonight and shown himself mighty. He has shown up in Brother Mark's life and shown himself mighty. He has shown up in Miss Linda's life and showed himself mighty. He has shown up in Miss Angie's life and showed himself mighty. He is showing up in Brother Brock's life. He's showing up in others' lives. McElroy, hallelujah, showed up in your life and showed himself mighty. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? And the world thinks tonight, and they ask the same question. Who is that God? And I'm sure that man that Sister Linda talked to probably had in the back of his mind, who is that God? If he kind of took it lightly, he surely didn't understand what she was saying. But I hope he got it later that God dealt with him. And he probably asked, who is that God? And this world today, they have gods. They have idols. They have all things they worship. But all tonight, I'm going to tell you about who that God is. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Here's Nebuchadnezzar. He's conquered the known, well, about the known world that day. He's a great conqueror, and Judah's been carried away in bondage, and he's ruling and reigning, and everything seemed to be fine. But he asked the question when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow unto him or his image and to his idols. And they said, we're not going to do that. And he said, who is that God? He knew they had a God that they worshiped. And he said, who's that God making light of, making fun of? He was really ridiculing because he didn't think that God could help them. But that God showed up, and that God did exactly what that God does. Amen. Showed himself mighty. And before it was over with, he found out who that God was. Look with me, please. In verse number, what am I looking for here? Verse number 25. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose. Now, this is after they cast in the fire. And they's loose walking down there. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Now, I'm sure he didn't know who Jesus was, but he knew there's something different about that fourth man down there in that fire. And he knew those three men he bound fast in there all been dead, burned up, and ashes, but they were walking around. And he said, that fourth one looks like a son of God. He's finding out who that God is. He began to find out who that God is. And I'm glad that he did, and I'm praising God's name and thank him for it. But I want you to look at the end of verse number 29. The very last phrase of verse 29. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sword. Here he said, who is that God? Then he said, it looks like the form of the Son of God. And then he said, there's no other God that can deliver like this God. He said, who is that God? That God's a God, the Son of the living God. And that God, it can deliver like no other God, because no other God can deliver you from bondage of sin or from the devil and the world and sin and corruption and all it brings. But thank God that God that I'm trying to tell you about tonight can. And as I try to answer the question, there's a lot of ways you could approach that. But let me give you three things tonight I see of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I believe, would say when he said that God. Who is that God? Number one, I believe they said that God is the God that we serve. That God's a God that we serve. Look in verse number 26. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to King O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. And I'll come back to that in just a minute. But they were servants. In verse 17, if it be so, our God whom we serve, our God whom we serve. I'm coming back to all that in a minute. But I'm talking about they were servants of God. Servants of God. And I want you to get that because it's important. Look at verse number 26. Let's just read it all. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High. He's servants of the Most High God. He called them servants again. Then in verse number 28, and Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants. Three times called the servant. And I believe this, when he said, who is that God? As shall deliver you, man. I believe they said, that's the God that we serve. Amen. That's the God we, you know what we think sometimes? We think God is a bellhop or God's a spare tire. We get him out when we need him and we use him then. But I want you to know something tonight. That God that delivered these, that God's a God that we ought to serve all the time. Amen. We ought to serve him when we're well. We ought to serve him when we're sick. We ought to serve him when we got money. We ought to serve him when we don't have money. We ought to serve him when we have plenty to eat and when we don't have plenty to eat. We ought to serve God when everything's going good and smooth and riding and the sailing seems good out there on the sea of life. But then when the waves come, the storms come, we still ought to serve the Lord. Amen. I'm glad. They said, we're servants of the Lord. And even the king called them servants of the Lord. He knew who they served. He knew who their God. He found out who their God was. And he knew that they served them. By the way, let me plug this in right here. You'll serve whatever it is or whoever it is that you worship. Whatever you worship or whoever you worship, you'll serve that thing or that person. And that's why it's so important we worship God continually, because we'll serve him if we worship him. You really worship God, you can't help yourself. You'll be like Miss Linda, you'll be wanting to tell them God's good all the time. You'll be wanting to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, how good God is. I say hallelujah tonight. I'm glad that God's my God. And who is that God? He's the God that I serve, amen. You don't have to be a preacher nor a missionary nor a singer to serve God. You're saved by the grace of God, you're a servant of God, amen. We're our servants, amen. It's required of stewards that a man be found faithful. That's whoever you are, not whatever your position may be, doesn't make any difference. You are to be a servant of the living God. And when you're a servant of God, the world will know it. The king knew who they served. The king knew that, but he didn't know about that God until he asked him, who is that God? And God showed up mightily and said, the God that we serve. But let me give you something about the God they served on the negative side of what they did. Look in verse number 12. Verse 12. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the fires of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Notice what it said. They don't worship your image, and they don't serve your gods. They separated from the world. If you're going to really serve God, you'll separate from the world. No man can serve two masters, for either hate the one, love the other, or despise one and cleave the other. You cannot serve God and manna, and no man can serve two masters. So you have to separate and be separated. Verse 14 talks about the same thing. That they wouldn't worship his image and his idols and his gods, and they wouldn't. And I say tonight, if you're going to be a real servant of God, you'll have to separate from the world and be different in this world. Amen. And you know why tonight men could pray and get a hold of God, and why tonight God could show up in that prayer meeting, and why God manifest himself? Because some folk living for God, walking with God, and separated from the world, and got a touch of God on them. Amen. I'm glad tonight for that, and I long for that. I long to see God move like he did last Sunday, like he did in that prayer meeting. And how's he going to do? What are we going to do, sit around and wait for the blessings? No, we ought to serve God. We're here to tell people about Jesus. Talking about that Sudan trip, that's an open door. And Prayer Baptist has heard that call, and we're trying the best to get somebody in there. I say to you tonight, God help us hear the call of God to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and everybody can be a servant like that. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest send forth laborers into the harvest. Everybody that's saved and right with God can pray for harvesters to go in, and everybody can give something to help them go, and we can together serve God and get the gospel out. I say hallelujah. These men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, that's the God we serve. Who is that God? That God we serve. That God we pray to. That God that we go out there and tell other people about. That's who he is. That's that God. Let me give you the second thing quickly tonight. He said, that's the God that we trust. Not only the God we serve, but the God that we trust. I want you to look with me in verse 16. We're going to read verse 16, 17, and 18 here. And comment as we go, because I can't understand myself right now. I'm glad he lets me serve him. God could send angels down here to preach if he wanted to, but he let me preach. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Look at verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. And here's what they were saying. You remember over there in Philippians chapter 4? And he began talking about, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and thanksgiving, with supplication, let your requests be known to God. He didn't say not to be careful in the sense we're talking about being careful, but it's in the sense of not being anxious, not being worried about. And said, we're not anxious about, when I say anxious, I don't mean quickly, but worried about. We're not worried about answering you, King. And we're not even going to be nervous about that. You don't realize that God you just mentioned to us. We got that our trust is in him. And here's what he said. We're not careful to answer thee in this matter. And there's something happened some time back. Brother Gary will identify with this quickly and know what I'm talking about. But if you ever put on a spot and you can't answer for God like you ought to answer for God, there's something wrong somewhere with your life. I believe that with all my heart. And all of us ought to have an answer for God. You ought to have an answer for the hope that you have. If you don't have an answer for the hope that you have, there's something wrong somewhere in your life. That needs to be straightened out. Be honest about it. But here they are, and here Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they said, we're not careful to answer thee. Now, they know this king can have people beheaded or burned or whatever he wants to do. His word's a sovereign authority. And so they know that. Verse 17. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, not a God that we just know about, not a God we just talk about with our lips, not a God that we just have some comment along the way about, but the God we serve, said, that God we serve, I want you to know, he said, he is able to deliver us. That word deliver means to leave or to set free. He said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from thy hand, O king. Here's what he's saying. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saying, ain't a king? That God, who is that God? That God we serve, that God that we trust, that we know, he's able to deliver us. He's able to set us free. And he's able to do that. And he will deliver us out of your hand. I want you to know the world can't do a thing to us, and the devil can't do anything to us, because we're in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. We're safe in him. No, he may allow him to test us, and he may allow us to go through some fire, and he may allow us to go through some waters that are rough, but they can never destroy us nor do anything with us, and we'll never get out of here in a casket until God, well, a hope chest for saved people, amen. And never get out of here like that until God gets through with us down here. Until he's through with us, we're going to keep on keeping on, amen. I say to you, I get excited. I don't know about you, but I was thinking about while they was praying. I didn't see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They could have answered the king like this and said, king, I understand what you're saying, and we'll try to do better. And then they got their heads together and said, now, boys, we're going to bow when that music starts so it won't be thrown in the fiery furnace, but we're not going to pray. And we're not going to worship that idol. We're not really going to do that. We're going to make like we are, and we're not really going to do that. And God will understand. He'll know our hearts. That's how some of us would thought at that moment. I've seen some men think recently that way. And I want you to know tonight, we're not supposed to think that way. And we're supposed to take a stand for God without apology. And they said, king, our God's able to deliver. That God you're talking about said he's able to deliver us out of your hand. And he's able to deliver us out of that fiery furnace. He's able. But I love this 18th verse. Look at it. But, Brother Bill ate our holy conjunction. But if not, hallelujah, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. He said, but if not. Now, that God, if we serve and we trust him and we know that he's able to deliver us out of this fiery furnace, we know he can deliver us out of your hand, but if not, we're still not going to bow to your image and your gods. I say hallelujah. Praise God. God help us have a backbone like that. Amen, spiritually. My backbone physically is going to pieces, but I want to have a backbone spiritually that'll stand straight and strong and not bend and not bow to this world. Amen. I thank God. Hey, sin's still sin, and God's still holy. And I want you to know tonight you can trust him no matter what comes or what goes, no matter what happens. You can trust him all the way. Hallelujah. Josie's a waving at me. Praising God. How good for her. Hope she keeps it up. Amen. Said out of the mouths of babes, you get perfect praise. Amen. I'm saying to you tonight, well, I really got to hurry because we got a business meeting to go through real quick tonight. But let me give you the third thing. And here's fellowship. Look in verse 25. He answered and said, lo, I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of that fourth is like the Son of God. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was down there with him. Now, you know what they lost in the fire? What they were bound with. They bound them up and cast them in, And even the men that put them in there burned up. But they walked in. And all they lost was the ropes, whatever it was they had them tied with. That's all they lost. And they were walking down there, and here come Jesus walking by and walked with them. And hallelujah, in the fire with Jesus. Can you think about, I wonder what was said down there in that fire. I believe Jesus looked at them and said, boys, you're doing good. I appreciate your stand. I'm glad you had enough backbone to stand for God. I'm thankful you're still in there for the fight. I want you to know it's going to be all right. We're going to see you through this thing. We're going to bring you out of it. And you just keep on standing for God. Just keep on doing right. Everything else will fall in place. And I believe those old boys, when the king called for them, come out of there saying, whoopee, whoopee. That God, king, that God that you said back there, who is that God? That God brought us out of here. We've been down there fellowshipping with that God. And now he delivered us out of this fire. That God you made fun of, that's who he is. That's him. That one you saw down there walking around, that's him. That's that God. I say hallelujah for that God. He's a wonderful God. Amen. And Hebrews 13:5, latter part of that verse said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I say hallelujah. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And over in 2 Corinthians 5:8 said, to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. So, see, they're going to be winners either way. In the fire, they're going to be delivered and come out with a great testimony. And God get glory, or else they'll burn up and go to glory. They couldn't lose no matter what happened. An old preacher once said, and I'm going to close with this. And I want you to get it. Now, I understand the Bible says, cast all your cares on the Lord. I understand that. But an old preacher once said, keep yourself between your problems and God. Keep yourself between your problems and God. Somebody said, why is that? Said, because the greater your problems get, the heavier they are, the more they push you to God. I say, hallelujah. That's true. That's true. They'll push you to God or you'll get bitter and turn against God. And that's no way to go. But keep praying. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Who is that God? He's a God that we trust. He's a God that we serve. He's a God that we fellowship with. Maybe some more before I get through here with this, but we're through tonight. Let's bow our heads. Who is that God? That God's my God. That God's the God that answers prayer. He's the God that'll help you through the troubles. He's the God that'll be with you when it looks bad. He's the God to bring you out on the other side. He's the God that's never going to fail you, never going to forsake you. Father, I pray tonight in this invitation. Lord, it's yours. You've wonderfully blessed in the prayer meeting. You've wonderfully given us thy word about who you are. Lord, help us to serve you. Help us to trust you without a question. For we know all things work together for good them that love God, called according to his purpose. Help us then to fellowship with you day by day. In Jesus' name, amen.